Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
And Wednesday night at 9 o'clock comes way too quick. It's another DDP Radio, obviously without DDP because he is still out and traveling. The guy is all over the place. So in for DDP is three of us. I think hopefully Stacy's on. If not, she'll be here shortly. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good to be back. How's everyone?
We are good.
Recovering, I think.
Everybody is definitely is recovering. The other voice that you heard was our other cohort in crime. Robert, what's going on, brother?
Oh, not much, man. Just, you know, like I said, recovering from not from the retreat as much as the travel going back and forth.
Oy vey, I hear you.
Yeah, and that's Stacy. Man, you had just by bits and pieces what seemed to be everybody's horror story from a trip.
Yeah, it was a little bit like a bad Tarantino movie or something. It was like The Hangover, really. Like every little thing that could have gone wrong on the way home did, but except serious stuff. I mean, we were safe. We nobody got hurt, but it was just a real adventure in downtown Cancun, and we knew it was going to be interesting when the Delta agent said, the hotel you're being sent to is nice and everything, but keep your belongings on your person. So I'm like, okay. And you know what, though? We were ready for it. After the retreat, we were rested. We were in shape. We'd been working out. We had been eating well. So we were ready to take on whatever Mexico had to give us.
So in case you had to rip out any fast twitch punches on anybody, you were ready.
Right. Yeah, we were ready.
Yep. Pull back with your elbow, not your fist. Yes.
Right.
That's cool. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, I can't say it's the same, but I once stayed in a hotel out in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. That sounds like it was quite similar.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh,
well, isn't it nice to be ready for it though?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So you were there. You were there a while. Did you stay a couple extra days?
No. I got there maybe a day before everybody. Or Robert and I, we both got there on the 10th, didn't we, Robert?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the other cool thing, was getting to meet in person so many great people that I've only either emailed or spoken to by phone, and Robert was one of them. So that was really cool to meet him in person and thank him for all he does. And just, you know, it was nice to see Robert, who's probably the most hardest working team member out there, you know, having the chance to kick back, relax, and have some fun.
And I'll tell you, that's, you know, the workouts are great and the food was amazing, and but that's the part I haven't really gotten over yet. It's just meeting everyone was just amazing.
It's like a confluence of awesome, inspiring motivation. Whatever Team DDP Yoga is, that retreat was. And if people haven't kind of caught on yet, we kind of jumped right into the topic. So we're talking a little bit about the DDP Yoga retreat, and this is a recap because two of the heavy hitters of DDP Yoga and Robert and Stacy were there, and they're going to tell us all about it. So if you weren't there, you can hear about it and be jealous as I am that you weren't there, but still know that there's an opportunity next year to go. And if you were there and you want to share some stories or have a memory that you want to give a shout-out to Robert or Stacy with, you can call us at 347-994-1216. I would say you could also pop into the chat, and Stacy or I would get it. Unfortunately, I have had another IT issue, and my computer's not working. Stacy, do you have a computer and chat up?
I just got into the chat room. Yes, just now. Looks
Thank
like we
you.
Have some people from the retreat there. I see Dave Orth. I sound like a romper room host. I see.
I was just going to say the same thing.
But a lot of these guests are numbers. Oh, Jason Gamba, he was there. Hi, Jason. Hi, Dave. Anyway, looks like we have a lot of people on. So anyone who wants to chime in about their experience, Michael Mullins is on. He was an amazing part of the retreat because he helped prepare the clean meal that Chef Bill was in charge of, and we couldn't have done it without Michael. It was like a literal assembly line of making these wonderful chicken parmesan entrees with manchego instead of mozzarella.
Ooh, I love manchego cheese.
Mm, yeah.
That sounds like a bomb. That's pretty sweet. So I don't know how you guys want to hit it as a blow-by-blow, but for everybody, you're listening to DDP Radio, Robert, Stacy, and Sparky. So you guys got there at the same time, and I'm assuming Dallas was already there.
Yes. Yeah, Dallas flew in, I think, a day early.
Just to pull everything together. And I'm sure he was pretty jacked to see you guys walk through the door.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked in. If you look at on my Facebook profile, I put up that picture of everyone working on the beach. Did you see that?
That's a beautiful shot, yeah.
Yeah, that was one out there. Yeah, that's why I wasn't in that workout.
Did you both get in that workout?
No, I had just dropped my bags off at the door.
Yeah, and I was totally jet lagged because my flight was so early that day. I stayed up all night packing, and just there was no point in sleeping. So I was a little too shell shocked to do any working out that day. But
yeah,
kind of sorry
here.
I missed it. Looking at the photo.
Oh, I know. I mean, I got up at 3 o'clock that morning, and I went to sleep probably about 1 a.m. or so. So I knew that there wasn't in between all that. There was no chance I was going to exercise, especially. Between the flight there and the flight back, I had 10 hours worth of delays. So,
oh no.
I knew I had no intention of making that first workout.
What was it
like, Robert, for you working out in a group? Because you usually do it, like most of us, at home. You pop in a DVD and you do it in front of either your computer or your television.
Well, it was weird. I mean, because, you know, I think like everyone else, I was worried about embarrassing myself. And then you kind of remember. I mean, there were people at every fitness level there and some people who had just gotten started. And, you know, no one gets singled out and says, hey, you should do this or you should do that. So there was no judgment or anything else like that. But so it was really cool. I mean, it was very, very different.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot more energy because of just the number of people in the room, and it was cool to have the expertise available when we wanted it. Between Arthur DDP and Yoga Doc, anyone who had any questions about how to execute a move, they were thoroughly answered
Yeah, and during the workouts, we had Terry, Lexi, Brittany, and somebody else, maybe Yoga Doc, but they were walking around the room and checking people's positions and things like that. And Doug, that's the other person. They were all making sure everyone was in the right place.
That's pretty sweet. So you guys did the big there's that workout on the beach, and I'm still trying to figure out how that works with, like, the mats, because I would think doing yoga on the beach with a mat with a crowd would be awesome, but it'd kind of be like getting sand in your gym shorts when you get sand on the mat.
Yeah.
I would think so, yeah. I don't know. I didn't talk to anybody about that. Yeah, I was kind of curious about the same thing.
Yeah, but it looked like people were loving it. And then the other one, the one you're talking about, Stacey, that was a huge cabana, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty mad. What it was the resort's nightclub. And by day, we converted it into a big DDP yoga studio. And it accommodated, it seemed like, there must have been at least 50 people at one time doing the workouts.
And what's cool is that... What's cool is that at night, Stacey said, it's a nightclub, so there's like tables and stuff set up all over the place, and they have ropes set up and all kinds of stuff, and they have like an army that works there, so you know it's cleaned out for us every single day, so we can go and do our workouts.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I was under the impression when you look at it from the site, you see it all completely cleaned. It looks like a completely empty spot where they just kind of set up events or do stuff like that, but to completely clear it out for DDP and DDP yoga, they're basically prepping the resort just for you guys.
Yeah, and they do it on a nightly basis.
That's amazing. So how many workouts, when you got there, were available per day for people who go to the retreat?
I think there were two a day. Was it every day that they had two, Stacey?
Every day, but one. Sunday... I think they just had one because it was sort of a sleep-in day, and they started out with a Q&A at 12 noon, followed by, you know, an hour and a half workout, which was kind of on the lighter side because the prior days working out were kind of intense. I do this on a regular basis, and I have been for years, and I was a little sore, I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is when you work out with DDP in person. He's there to give you your money's worth.
And I decided
to take it to the wall, you know, as long as I was making the effort to be there. I'm like, I'm not going to skimp here. I'm going to really go for it.
Yeah, and Dave Orth has the answer for us. He said it was day one, there was one. Day two, there were two workouts. Day three, there were two workouts. And day four and five, there was one workout each.
That's pretty cool. So you got all these workouts going on, and there's tons of people there because there's people, Stacey, your level, Robert, your level, and I'm sure there's new people there who just came on to DDP Yoga who get really excited about it. So how did that blend in? Like, because, you know, a lot of people want to do that monster, like, Arthur DDP workout that's like 2 hours, and some people only want to do, like, you know, hey, I'm energy fat burner kind of guy, so I'm just going to do that speed. Like, how does DDP account for that kind of stuff in a big group like that?
Well, that's the beauty of it is, you know, Dallas always encourages you to be wherever you are. And I think just the nature of doing yoga, I mean, it's the nature of it just forces you to focus in on what you're doing. So even though there are dozens and dozens of people around you, you really have to focus on yourself. And there's really no time to compare to, you know, what the person next to you is doing. And it was just very comfortable. Nobody felt competitive. And it was just a very encouraging environment. If people needed help, they asked for it. And we spent a lot of time, I don't know if you were in on this, Robert, but just perfecting certain moves that were difficult. Like one class almost ended up being a tutorial in some of the more challenging moves. And it was just a really cool thing to be able to get, you know, to nail certain things that have always kind of escaped me and get it down once and for all.
Yeah, there was that one class that we did, you shouted out Wrap and Burn. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the Wrap and Burn one, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what it was, and that's the main one we worked on. And I can do Wrap and Burn without a problem. I just can't hold it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually cool. We can actually, if you guys could pitch, Rapid Burn's one of those ones that a lot of people have questions on, and it's hard to give pointers on because there's so much going on, but there's been a lot of chatter on Team DDP Yoga. I've seen a couple posts on it. Is there any, like, if you guys could throw out pointers that you learned there to get you into Wrap and Burn, is there anything you could throw out to the people that are listening who might have a question on it?
Well, a big one is, you know, of course, the ultimate goal of the move is to get your hands to meet behind your back. And if you're not there yet, use a towel or a rope or something to just hold on, and that gets your body used to that particular position, and it just gets you there without strain. I can do it. It took me years, literally years, to build up to the point of being able to touch. I can only do it on one side, on my left side. My right side, I'm still not there. And I asked Arthur about that, and he said, because I'm right-handed, whatever your dominant hand is, your muscles in your arm and shoulder are just more fatigued from use and more tight. So it's very common to not be able to get it on one side but get it on the other. So I'm still, that's on my list. It's on my list of things to accomplish, but I can't force it. I tried forcing it once out of pride, and I almost hurt myself. So don't force that or any other kind of move, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go ahead, Sparky.
I was just going to say, yeah, those pride moves, the ones that you try to pull out for pride, pride will hurt you in very bad ways. But, Jeremy, there's been a big thing going on with challenges across Team DDP Yoga, and one of the ones that's sort of an ad hoc one are people are doing planks this month and seeing how long they can hold them. And Jeremy, from the site, one of our friends from Canada, ripped off like an over 6 minute plank. So
yeah, I saw that.
And I was trying like the 6 minute plank, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. I haven't planked in a long time, and I was like, okay, I wasn't gonna pull off a 6 minute plank, and I need to pull off better than that to be Jeremy. So I was gonna nail a black crow. Because anytime I've done a video or sent some videotape for the last infomercial or this, I've done black crow, but I haven't done it in such a long time. So I popped into it, and I held it for as long as I could. And when I tried to get that extra couple seconds, I knew I was done, but my pride wanted to hold it a little bit more. And my groin just popped. And it was like a pop that I was like, oh, wow, this could be really bad.
I'll tell you what, during that very same class, they did one of the moves that they worked on was Black Crow, and every single person did a different level of it. And I don't know if you know Linda, who's the house mom, and she's on the transformations, but she pulled it off. And she was, she was very proud of herself, as she should be. I mean, and then... Yes, Linda rocked it. That's what Bill said. And a couple of people even took it to the next level and did the standing one. I'm confusing two workouts. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the Black Crow and the Wrap and Burn. A couple of people, when we were doing the Wrap and Burn, would go to the standing version of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when I try to talk and watch the chat room at the same time.
Don't talk and think. Only the one.
Yeah. Oh, I never know the Black. I never talk and think at the same time, but just so you know, I don't know if you saw the chat, but we've got three callers on hold, so we can go to those whenever you guys are ready.
I
wanted to say one other thing about the workouts at the retreat. It was like doing hot yoga because of the climate, and it was more challenging. And I just like that aspect of it because I'm used to doing it in my home, which is at a very comfortable temperature. And I just felt a real extra sense of accomplishment having done a pretty substantial workout in high humid temperatures. And I think it's just more challenging on the body, and it made it a more interesting workout. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there were so many things I want to talk about from the retreat, and that's one of them. but to kind of switch subjects because it just popped into my head. The coolest part, one of the coolest parts was meeting Arthur, and not because of who he is, but just because I've talked to him for so many years, and meeting him was like I had already met him. You know, I already knew him. It was very cool. I mean, we got to meet Kimberly, who was there, and you know, all so Christina Ann, Dave, all these wonderful people. It was just so cool to meet everybody. I learned this. You should never name names because you're going to forget half of them, and then the other half is going to piss off. So.
I know.
That's cool. I look forward to that experience because meeting a couple people, even at the first crack at the infomercial, it was kind of surreal, but it was also very, very awesome to meet. To meet the people you talk to and interact with every day who inspire and motivate you is fantastic. So, and I didn't see your chat earlier because my computer is still taking a huge dump, and I think it's dead once again. So it's going to be time for a new PC. But we got callers. We're going to get to you guys. If you want to call, if you were at the retreat, call us, tell us a story. Or if you want to go to a retreat and you got questions, call and ask Stacy and Robert. 347-994-1216. Or if you're listening to DDP Radio over Skype or you're on the computer, you can pop into ddpradio.com, pop in the chat on Blog Talk Radio, and type a question there, and Stacy will pick it up for you. So you got Stacy, Robert, and Sparky with DDP Radio, and welcome to that call.
Nice. And, Leslie, if you have a question, just send it to me or Stacy, and we'll definitely take care of it. And I didn't mean to miss you in that list, Stacy, because meeting you finally was awesome.
Oh yeah, that was very cool. And I already knew what you looked like, so all I had to do was find you.
And a lot of people, I had some funny reactions because I don't think I look like what people expected me to look like. So I had some interesting reactions when people realized who I was.
That's funny. It's like I don't know. That one shocked me meeting you. I don't know.
Well,
that's
I mean,
as far as looks wise.
You know, yeah. You see my picture in chat all the time. I remember when I had met Linda, and I was walking through one of the bars, and Doug had pulled me over, and he sat me down, and Linda's like, "Well, who's this? Introduce me." And she shakes my hand, and Doug's like, "Well, this is Robert," and she's like, and you could she like. Totally freezes and pauses, and she's like, "Robert, oh my!" And then finally, it clicks in.
Well,
but
I don't know. Maybe a dude with tattoos, and a goatee, you know, just doesn't match the full name of Robert. I mean, maybe that's too formal.
Yeah, maybe I should get like I don't know, make nickname myself Boulder or something. I don't know, but yeah. But, yeah, we are up to 5 callers on hold, just so you know.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump them.
Okay. We got someone from the 971 area code.
This is Jason, the 3-time alumni of the DDP Yoga Extravaganza.
Hey, man.
Jason from Oregon?
Yeah, it was good meeting you too, bro.
Yeah, it was great meeting everyone. Finally meeting Robert, the man behind the voice.
Yeah, you were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed hanging out with you.
Yeah, I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. I mean, all of our conversations, you know, definitely was cool to actually meet you finally.
No, same here.
But yeah, anyone that's not been to one of these extravaganzas, you got to go. I love it. It's a blast. I've been to everyone, and I'm already planning for next year's.
All right, so you were 3 times retreat. If you had to say, you know, sometimes when you go to these things, people look at it and it's ditto, ditto, ditto. It's the same thing every year. Sometimes it gets better, sometimes it doesn't. How has this been year over year for 3 years running?
Well, I mean, the thing I like the most is the very first year I went, there was things that I wanted to do that I didn't. Either I just ran out of time or I just kept putting it off for whatever reason. You know, it just slipped my mind. So, like, I get home and I kick myself because, like, oh, I still wanted to do that. So next year, I go back and, you know, that's right, the first list to do. is to go do that one thing. So that's one thing I like about keep going back to the same resort is that, you know, you almost have like a little bit of a bucket list of things that you want to do that you didn't do, and then next year you can do those things.
I was talking to Dustin Rhodes was out there, and he caught like half of the workouts, and Doug and I were talking to him one day and asked him what he was doing with his time, and he's like, well, one day he was going snorkeling, and one day he was going jet ski riding, and he was going out on horseback one day. So there's like all kinds of cool stuff that you can do out there.
Yeah, wait a second. You guys just glossed over. You just dropped Dustin Rhodes?
Yes, he was out there.
All right, cool. So that's one of the other cool thing. The names. Not just the regular folks
there. How did I miss
that,
Robert?
I told you, because remember you had asked who he was, and I was like, do you remember Goldust?
Oh, Goldust is Dustin.
Yeah, that was him.
Rhodes?
That was him.
Oh, okay. I'm not the most astute wrestling fan. I need Cliff Notes.
Yeah, well, we know that about him as far as the package.
That's one of the coolest things about DDP Yoga, though. It's like you go and you're and Stacy's chilling with Dustin Rhodes, and you guys are hanging out, and he's just a regular dude, like you guys are regular guys, and you're, you know, everybody's there having a good time.
Yeah, the minute I got there for that beach workout, I was watching everybody do their thing, and they finished up, and Kimberly Page comes up, and she's like, "Oh, Robert, it's so nice, you know, I'm Kimberly Page," and I'm like, "Okay, like I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
that's awesome. Hey, well, and thanks for the call. I know we got a bunch of other guys hanging in there, and thanks for supporting the retreat for 3 years. Let's go ahead and grab that next one.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Bill just mentioned that Stevie Richards, also known as Michael Manna, may be at next year's retreat, and I talked to him about that, and he's definitely going to try to be there, so that should be very, very cool.
Awesome.
Oh, neat.
I'm glad at least there's some additional names going next year when I think I should be going. I've said that every year since I missed the first one, but next year should be there.
I hope so, bro.
Oh,
I hope so.
We hope so.
Area code 615. Who's on the line?
Hey there. Hello.
What's your name, bro?
Hey. Hey, it's DB from Nashville.
How you doing, man?
Hey.
I'm totally awesome. I came back from the retreat, and I have to thank everybody. It was absolutely totally amazing, and it flipped the switch that I needed.
So, bro, is this your first retreat?
It was my first retreat with my brother. I'm Don Sparrow's brother.
Yeah, I remember you. You were the only person on the resort with more tattoos than me. I remember you.
Yes, that's me. And it was funny because when I flew in, and I had a 10-hour crazy flight, which was stupid, and all my luggage got lost, and everything was just in my head. Then I'm walking down the beach, not knowing where to go, and waiting for stuff, and first thing I met was Arthur from a distance, and we just sat there and talked. And that was so cool. And I borrowed a pair of shorts, and I did the workout because I had my mat with me. You know, do I like working on sand? Absolutely not.
Now, you said you had your mat with you, and I know I had a couple of questions before we went, and a lot of people were skeptical about how to get their mat there. So can you tell people how you got your mat there?
I bought the carry holder, the Manduka mat, and put it around my arm and carried it.
So you actually had the Manduka, which is a pretty hefty mat, and you just popped it in a mat sack and carried it on the plane, right?
Yep. Put my iPod and everything else inside it, and it was good to go. It was carry-on.
Nice.
Pretty sweet. That's a sweet deal. So what was your best experience other than talking to Arthur, because that'll pop a lot of people's heads.
It was the yoga marathon people were talking about, because there was one day where between Yoga Doc and Dallas, it was a yoga marathon because we actually went 3 hours, and I got to do an alligator in 50 seconds where I was blowing snot bubbles. but I wasn't giving up. And Yoga was just, he was just laughing at me from the stage because I could, in straight view. And you know, he goes, you just don't quit. And I don't. I mean, I modified because I have a lot more injuries than most people, but I didn't stop.
That's awesome.
I modified.
DDP yoga and a yoga that can make you do things with bodily functions that you just don't care that they're happening because you want to pull off the move and you want to hold it and win, that's awesome.
I mean, they helped me try to do a black crow and I got 1 foot up. And I'm 368 pounds.
That's fantastic. I can't get any feet up yet. That's another thing I'm still working on. So you rock.
You know, Doug was there, and bless his heart, he tried to help me do an headstand, and not yet, but it's getting there.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And the support of everybody around you, you feed off the energy. I mean, I met so many great people, and the funny part was, at the end of the last day, and we ate, and we ate. We drank, and we partied, as well as working our asses off. I came back 12 pounds lighter and 2 inches smaller.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
That's yeah. Awesome. Congrats, bro. So you said
we're retaking pictures just because of it.
That's cool. And you shouldn't put those up. And you said this was a switch that you needed. So you were kind of either on the fence or having some issues getting going, and this is going to push you in the direction where this is like part of your routine now?
Yeah, instead of just being support for my brother, now it's part of my style. Because when I asked Dallas a lot about plateaus and food, and I'm a chef by trade, it's like he said, you could start this now. You can start making a difference. And then on today, I was calling purveyors that I work with that I buy stuff from and say, hey, I want to start trying some new things. Be prepared. And they were like, chef, we can help you out anything you need. So
cool.
No, that's great to hear, bro. I'm glad you actually tried to pop into the half black crow and it's not a bubble story, man. That's awesome. Thanks for being at the retreat and for the call.
And Dwayne, we hope next year you'll do a little cooking in some capacity because you're a pastry chef, and I envision really delicious desserts coming from you if you're willing.
We're throwing down next year.
All right, and Chef Bill, all right. I had a great time with you, and
I love
we hope
Bill.
You're going to come
cool.
back.
Appreciate you guys.
Mm. Thanks a lot,
thanks,
bro.
Ditto, Dwayne.
Thanks. That's awesome, man. It's not bubble story. It's going to get me for a while. But we might as well. Do we still have callers coming in, Robert?
Oh, yeah. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lined up.
Okay. Guys, we'll try to get to you all. We'll probably cut calls. Last call at about 10 till, so we can get everybody on. The line is 347-994-1216 to talk about the retreat. If you want to talk to Robert, Stacey, or myself, you can talk about anything else if you want to. That's why we're here. Or if you're in the chat on Blog Talk Radio, ddpradio.com, go ahead and throw a question in there, and Stacey will get to it. You got Robert, Stacey, and Sparky with DDP Radio. So who's on the line?
We've got area code 551.
Hey, guys. It's Kevin Russo here.
Hey, brother.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good,
Kevin,
man.
Kevin is one of the guys throwing out tons of blog stuff right now. That's pretty inspirational. You were at the retreat, bro?
I was. I was the one up in the front every day doing handstands and trying my best.
Yeah, you did great.
What was that?
I said you did great.
Oh, thank you. It was such a inspirational, such an inspirational weekend. I'm just laughing at everyone in the blog. I mean, just to meet everyone, you know, that I've heard on the radio for so long, and you know, to put the names to the faces. I mean, it was just amazing. I can't
Kevin,
even
you were
describe
there.
Any.
You're the like the, you look like a professional yogini, right? I'm trying to picture.
Yeah.
You were there with your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's actually here right next to me, my fiance, Christina.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you
How
guys
you?
Were very inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys, both of you guys, what you're doing is pretty amazing. So So you were there actually as a couple, and since we've had a couple people buzzing in saying what they've done, how did you enjoy the retreat, anti-DP yoga, as a couple?
Well, it's interesting because I've been doing DDP yoga for about a year and a half now, and, you know, I'm all into it. And Christina, this was actually her first time doing it on the retreat. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I've introduced her to the Diamond Dozen a couple times, and she knew of some of the moves, and she knew of some of, like, the dynamic resistance and all that. But this was actually her first time doing the workouts.
Yeah, I talk about baptism by fire.
So Christina, what did Christina think? And if she's there, what did you think of the workouts actually live with Dallas? Because those get pretty intense at the retreat. I mean, it sounds like most of them were at least an hour.
Yeah, I mean, they were really intense, but I loved it. And this is coming from someone who I really don't like working out. I mean, I really try to stay away from it. And for a long time, Kevin was trying to get me to try it, and I kept pushing it off, but I couldn't turn down a trip to Mexico, so I said, all right, you know, I'm ready. You know, that first workout, breaking it in on the beach was a nice way to introduce me to the yoga, but I loved it. I mean, I showed up, you know, the 2 hours went by actually kind of fast. I just think, you know, DDP really made me feel comfortable because I think part of the thing I don't like about working out is sometimes I felt intimidated. But not there at all. You know, DDP really made everybody feel comfortable and just, you know, okay. I didn't feel like I was being judged or I was, you know, if I did something wrong, I knew I could ask.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to continue with it now
That's
that I'm
great.
Home. So I think I'm a yogini myself.
You should be. I mean, you're going to learn from one of the best out there with what Kevin does. Let me ask you this, because there's a lot of people out there, and since you're fresh to it and sort of fresh to meeting a lot of the people, a lot of the people, like, there's been a few things where people are like, oh, it's kind of like cultish. I actually got stalked on Twitter with somebody telling me I joined a cult. I actually had to block them eventually. And then other people are like, oh, you know, these are just crazy internet friends. They don't really support you like that. What was your impression of meeting everybody sort of face-to-face and meeting the people who Kevin supports and supports them?
Oh, my gosh, I loved it. I mean, Christina, one of the other Christinas just said in the chat, you know, hands down, the best part of the retreat was the people. And that's 100% true. I mean,
yeah.
I've never met so many down-to-earth, like, loving, accepting people all in one place. I mean, each person was more amazing than the next. Everybody had a story,
yep.
You know, everybody was supporting you. You know, I told a few people, like, I'm new to this, you know, and they were like, hey, if you ever have any questions or you want to practice moves, like, let me know. You know, and I mean, as soon as I came home, I Facebook friended everyone because, you know, I want to keep these relationships. It's not just like a, oh, you know, I met you for 4 days. Have a nice life. It's like, no, I want to keep these friendships because they were just really awesome people.
Yeah, without a doubt. We have such an amazing team, and even though I've worked with everyone for as long as I have, I didn't realize how great the team was until I got out there. I mean, of course, with the exception of Bill Trevor, but everyone else is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I met most people, too, and it's unbelievable. Like I said, just seeing everyone, how active they are on the radio show, how active they are on Twitter, and, you know, the DDP challenge that has just started with the blogs, and, you know, I connected with Christina Russell on her blog, and, you know, just seeing everyone together was just amazing. And Dave Orth was another one that we bonded with very well, both from New Jersey, very close by, so we were chatting it up and trying to plan workouts and just way more than we ever could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
And that doesn't even cover the workouts.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, the workouts were icing on the cake. I mean, the like you guys said, the thing that made it great was the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it really motivates you. I know for me, especially having not done the program before, it really motivates you to continue because you know there are people out there doing it you know, in the same place as you, people you can talk to, you know, through the social media. So it really is important to have that support system, and GDP Yoga has a great one.
Definitely.
One of the best, it is actually not one of the best on the planet. Mm-hmm. So, and you guys are part of it. Thanks for the call. Kevin, awesome. Keep it up with the blog. And Christina, great to have you. I'm glad you're active. Keep with it and start your own blog, man. I'm sure people would love to see it from somebody just starting out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you, too. Good night.
Night.
All right. Who else do we have waiting in the wings to tell us some awesome
we've
stuff?
We've got four more, but before we do that, Stacey, do we have any questions from the chat?
Well, no question. Just this is actually from Don Schmelhaus in Tennessee. He wanted us to be sure to remember that there was a couple on the retreat who got engaged during the retreat. And that was, I believe they're from Great Britain, and Holly and Mark. Is that correct, Don? Do I have that right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, and so that was a really nice romantic surprise, and who knows, they might just tie the knot next year on the beach.
Yeah.
We'll have to stay tuned.
So guys, you were saying that you can't. How many different countries, you know, were represented at the retreat? Because I do believe, do we have some Aussies there?
We had two.
Yeah, we had
Ralph and Flint.
Yeah, and Eric from Canada was there.
Yeah, I mean, Canada by far is, and the UK was catching up to them. They're like the largest demographic country-wise, and it's the UK. But Australia is really damn close to everything as far
mm-hmm.
as numbers do, as well as at least membership on the site. So, all right. So let's go ahead and pop those questions in, man. We're going to be cutting it close here.
Definitely. Okay, well, I guess the next caller would be area code 603.
Hola, Roberto.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mike Mullins. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Stacey?
Jeff Mike.
Hey, Sparkles. just wanted to check in with you guys. I know a lot of you guys there thought I was being a party pooper, but I was low on the drinking, low on the eating. I had been hitting a bit of a plateau before I came in there. And I'd still been losing like 0.4, 0.6, but it's been coming off really slow. So I kind of wanted to go there and take advantage of having the two workouts a day, the clean eating and all that stuff. Came home almost 5 pounds lighter from Monday to Monday, so I'm definitely thrilled with that number, which proves if you can go on vacation and still lose weight if you're at the DDG
Absolutely.
Yoga retreat.
Nice.
Yeah,
true.
I don't think anybody who spent time around you, man, would equate you with a party pooper.
No,
you
especially
missed,
not
you
after
Matt
that.
Foley.
Not after the yeah, the Chris Farley impression. That was off the charts, man. You even took a fall into the pool.
I was
yeah,
already
with all
home
my clothes
when I saw
on.
The video.
he's a big dumb animal, folks.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, it was great to meet all you guys, and I mean, if you guys get a chance to go down there, it's unbelievable, the workouts, the people, everything. And, you know, even if you're, I want to let people know that, because there were several people that came alone. If you don't have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, we're all such a close-knit community. You make friends instantly, so don't even worry about coming alone. Don't worry about, like, not having someone to come with, because we're just so close-knit. I mean, you make friends like that down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I mean, that's what
Mike,
I did.
Yeah, and I want to ask Mike something, because you were there last year for the first time, and I think you were fairly new to DDP Yoga, and it seemed to me like the retreat really sparked you, and you started video blogging and really running with it. And this year, when you came back, you didn't look like the same person. You just did such amazing things in the year that you had.
Thank you, Stacey. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying really hard. My big thing when I promised myself when I started this that no matter how hard it got, no matter how many days I took off, I'm just going to stick with it, you know? I've been through so many fad diets and gimmicks that I'm just like, I don't want to go through anything else. This is working for me, and I'm going to stick with it. And that's the big thing is just, you know, I tell people all the time, what's the number one thing, you know, to be successful at DDP Yoga? Keep coming back every time. You know, no matter how many days you take off, just keep coming back. And that's been my number one factor in being successful at this. You're not going to get anywhere if you give up.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely not a temporary solution. It's a lifetime solution. So,
absolutely.
Definitely a lifestyle. Cool stuff, bro.
All right, guys. Be cool.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks again for all your help in the kitchen.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Chef Bill, for me. That was a blast. I had a blast here. I learned a lot from him. All right, guys.
Thanks.
All right, take care, bro.
And Mikey's another guy out there. If you look him up, he's got a nice little blog going with a lot of inspiration on it. So,
yeah, really fun to read too.
Yeah. I mean, he's crazy from what I've heard from retreat stories. Not, there's a ton of bad stories about you, Mikey, but I just heard you know how to have fun. So, what else we got?
Yeah. Let me see. Do I have the right one? Is it? You have to excuse me. I'm flipping. I flipped in the wrong one, so we need to make sure to get these in order. Area code 856.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Robert, it was great to meet you down at the retreat, buddy.
Same here, bro. And I knew about this ahead of time because he hit me up in chat, but this is Dave Orth.
Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave.
How's it going, Stacey?
Dave, nice sombrero shot. I like that shot
those
of you
are
in
all,
the sombrero.
Those are all doctored. They're all fit. They're all Photoshopped. There's no, truth to any of those pictures. That was totally, a smear campaign by a buddy down there.
Why is it that you're getting
sombrero?
Your favorite phrase is all sombrero all the time.
Yeah. And you're getting the props for the sombreros, but it was Bill's sombrero. I remember that.
It was Bill's. Bill gave it up. Bill gave up the sombrero, I think, on Saturday. And,
yeah, and that's
and
why
then,
I wouldn't put
then,
it on, because I knew it had been on Bill's head.
I was wondering why my scalp was so itchy all of a sudden. I didn't understand it, but now I guess I know.
Yeah, you should boil that thing. That would probably...
Yeah. Well, I gave it back before I left, so he's still in possession of the hat until next year.
Okay.
But, no, it was a fantastic time. We had an extra day this year as compared to last year. But the resort was amazing. The food was incredible. It was just an all-around amazing time from the beginning to the end. I wish it didn't end as quickly as it did, but the workouts were kick-ass. It really pushes your limits physically. You know, that first workout at night on the beach, it really tests your stability and your balance. And, even the easy workouts seem to test you. So, I mean, if you have the opportunity next year, man, I suggest, you get down there and do it.
Nice.
What was the most outstanding memory for you this year? Because you're a repeat performer, so it's
right. I was down there last year. What's that?
Your best memory other than meeting me.
That's not even in the top 10, buddy. I got way more, for me, it was, the group this year was double what it was last year. I got to spend a lot of time this year with a group that I spent a lot of time with last year, and we had a blast last year. We had a great time this year, just going to dinner and hanging out by the pool and, cracking on each other all the time. It was great, but it was also nice to meet so many new people, 40 new people, I won't say 40 new, it might be more than that, because there was 40 last year, there was 80 this year, I think, or close to it. While I was on hold, I tried to write down as many people as I could think of that I met to thank them. You know what, but we'd probably be here for 20 minutes if I actually read off this list one by one, to be honest with you. But, Kevin and Christina are great people. They're local to me in New Jersey. I got with Arthur, and he's going to be in my area in August, I think mid-August, and I think we might be doing a live DDP workout in Philly in August. I have to work out the time and day with him, but it looks like it's probably going to happen because I spoke to him at the retreat. But so if anybody's interested in possibly doing that, it's probably going to be on Friday. because he's coming up for an event all weekend, and Friday, probably late morning, early afternoon is the time that it's going to work for him. So it's going to be a one-time shot. There's not going to be any adjusting if you can't make it, you know, unfortunately. You know, that's just the way it is, and hopefully, you know, there'll be another chance. But, you know, Kevin and Christina were great. You know, so many people, you know, Dallas was great. Brenda, Brittany, Linda, you know, Paul, Sally, Ashley from the Travel Smith, Steve Hughes was there, Doug was there. You know, when I got in there, Mike and Katie, you know, Mike Mullins and Katie Nolan, his girlfriend, I got to hang out with a lot. That was, I mean, just fantastic. Just, again, this list would go on forever if I actually read it off. But, you know, Yoga Doc was there, so that was, it was nice that he, you know, I know I'm rambling, I guess, sorry. I'm actually losing my voice, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know how I would forget that, but yeah, Yoga Doc was there and his wife, and that was really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I spotted Doug in a few photos with the Iron Mullet shirt on.
Yeah, yeah. And when he led the workouts, you can kind of get the connection between Iron Mullet and his style of teaching DDP yoga, so it's quite interesting.
Cool. I would love to try and get some tutelage done by Yoga Doc, because seeing everybody's different styles now, you've been able to have Dallas's style, Yoga Doc style, and Arthur's style, so you've run the gambit.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to you know have workouts with all three of them, as well as at this retreat. And Robert, I'm not sure if you were at the specific workouts, but Dallas's daughter Brittany and Lexi, they both did a part of a session a couple times during the retreat, and they did a fantastic job. So.
Oh yeah, I wasn't in the workout because I was actually getting ready to leave, but yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to be future DDP yoga instructors for sure. I mean, there's no question about it. And, of course, they're getting training from the very top. So, you know, they're going to be good at what they do. But you can see it in what they're doing that they're really good. So, again, and Terry was there. Terry was there with her husband, Warren, and he was fantastic. It was nice to meet her husband. And
there's some beautiful people there.
Yeah, I mean, again, the list goes on and on and on and on. So,
everybody, you had to have a list that long, Dave, to balance out both Robert and Doug being in the same place at the same time.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But, you know, I do want to say before closing, you know, everybody that I met, it was a great time. I just can't read everybody's name, but you all know who you are. I talked to you. I Facebook friended a lot of you, but you know, send me a request if I didn't hit you up already or you didn't hit me up already. Follow me on Twitter and I'll follow you back. Just let me know that you're following me, I'll follow you back. But just a great experience, and hopefully it'll be even longer next year and we'll get to spend more time down there, because it really flies by before you know it.
Oh, definitely.
So, anyway, have a great night, guys. Stacy, it was great seeing you again. I'm glad you made it home safely after you're stranded in Cancun. So
great seeing you too, Dave.
All right, guys, take care.
Take care, brother.
Good day.
All right, bye bye.
And that's Dave Worth. For anybody who didn't meet him at the retreat and you're just listening, he is one of the most welcoming guys on Team DDP Yoga. You'll get an email from him, a welcome email. Either by himself or from the regular guys, and you know, I just got to thank Dave too right off, because he's always there. If I need some support or some help, Dave's always around. So he's a super great guy. I'm glad some of you guys got to hang out with him and meet him. So and probably about now, if you're going to try to call in, we probably won't get to you. We'll clear out who we have. But man, you guys are really rocking the show. So thanks for being some great callers and great listeners. Who else we got, Robert?
That's what I'm trying to look at, because the timestamps on my numbers are a little bit funny. So I hope this isn't someone we haven't already taken, but it's who's on area code 404?
That would be me, Linda.
Hey there.
Hey, Linda. Hey. Oh, this Linda Leonard?
Yeah. I had to call it. Listening to y'all, and I'm just so pumped about the retreat that I don't want to take up someone else's space for calling in, but I just had to just call and just share my, you know, gratitude and the joy that I just had meeting the people that I met and then spending the time with the people that I already knew. It
yeah.
was such an incredible time. I'm still pumped
mm-hmm.
about it. I think I invited everybody back to the crib. Like, Dallas doesn't even know. You're saying, you got to come down. You got to come down. It was absolutely fantastic. Stacey, it was so phenomenal meeting you in person. And Robin.
Same
and
here.
I mean, everybody. Y'all are just fantastic DDP yoga warriors. And I'm just so blessed to have gone and experienced this. This was my first one, obviously.
Yeah,
that's what
I'll tell you. Go ahead, to Sparky.
No, I was just going to say.
Oh, I thought you said go ahead.
Will you go ahead? Just go ahead, all right?
This is the awesome joys of a live radio show where you have to go by vocal cue because you can't see anybody.
Yes.
So you've lived inside the house and you've seen the retreat, but this is like sort of your first experience in getting like the entire team together all at once. What would you say to that one person who was kind of intimidated maybe to fly down there to the retreat and just needs that extra push to go next year?
Well, that's a really good thing I can add to, because I have an incredible fear of flying, and it really like took everything I had to get on that plane to get there, gone through it. And the fear that I had to, like, endure, I know it sounds crazy, it's like a phobia, but once I got there, the minute I walked in, and I was, like, a mess from flying.
Oh, man.
I was involved so much instantly with being a part of this family that it was, even the people I didn't know, after introducing myself to them or them introducing themselves to me, it was like an instant connection, and you immediately got engulfed into this love. I mean, it was just crazy. So anyone who's coming down there by themselves, it's better, you know, if you just do, because you're walking in, and that's what everybody is, just a one-on-one, you know, just inviting and just wanting to meet and share and encourage and support each other. So it was, I say, go for it. Whatever's
holding
you back, just fight through it,
because
it'll be so happy to take it home with you,
the experience
that you have.
That's great. This is a family, and this is a family who wants to support you. There's nothing crazy about it, and it doesn't matter if they know you face-to-face or not, because everybody's been somewhere where they've been low and picked themselves up using DDP Open, the families that's here for them, and they just want to do the same for you.
So true. And that's just with being with Dallas every day. I can honestly say this is his philosophy of life day in and day out. It's not a job to him. It's not a, you know, a punch clock in, out. 24/7, 7 days a week, he is here. His passion is to help people, to just get them to better their life, you know, their health, their fitness, their relationship. I mean, it all bleeds into each other. And so every day I'm blessed enough to work in that environment. But like I said, to get it all together, all these people coming together that are on the same journey, amazing, amazing.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I think the whole family is blessed to have you, and have you in the house and holding things together and pulling everybody together. I don't know if we lost you or not, but because you kind of broke up at the end. Still there?
I'm there.
Oh, okay. You know, so thank you for everything that you're doing for us, because, I mean, this is like the steps that DDP Yoga has taken in the past year has totally put it into another space and time from where it was you know, just even a year ago, if not, wow, two or three years ago. And it's just amazing to have all these great people here to support and inspire and carry each other forward. So thanks for all you're doing.
And congratulations on facing your fear. That is fantastic.
Thank you. Great victory. But I also, another thing I did, while I was down there, Harry was helping me to do a black crow, which I'm, you know, not really, I still have 60 pounds to lose, and I was afraid I was going to fall on my head, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, but I actually did it for 7 seconds, I think. So
wow.
I was so excited about that, and it's just so fun to have these little victories and, you know, to share them with people that you know are, you know, working towards the same thing. So it was just a great experience, and I just thank you guys. You guys are so inspiring, just listening to everybody talk on the radio, and you hear this and what y'all write and you blog. It really is incredibly inspiring. I just encourage everybody to keep it up.
And that's something we definitely can do, because like Dallas says, even if you fall, the best thing to do is to get back up and just keep going at it. Well,
oh, my gosh. He says this all 10 times a day. And it's so true.
Absolutely.
I want to let you, if you can get someone else. I just want to tell you how much I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I'm so blessed to know every one of you. And we'll see you next year for sure.
Oh, and I'll
yeah,
see
definitely.
You in October.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling. That was an awesome call.
Yeah, see you later, Linda.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
See you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
So, okay. I don't know if it, does everybody know? I don't. We kind of caught who Linda was, but she's down in the accountability crib, kind of holding things together, right?
Yeah, and Linda was actually one of our original transformations from like probably 5-6 years ago, and I guess she you know fell off a little bit, but she's been close to Dallas for I'm gonna guess it like probably 15-20 years, and she is, you know, everyone calls her the house mom. She is kind of runs the house and keep everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing, and make sure everything is running smoothly down there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And with all those personalities, man, that can't be an easy job.
She's a saint.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and kick it with somebody else. Guys, we're kind of running over, so if you're in the chat or you're on the phone, stick with us for a little bit longer. We got some really awesome callers and some members of Team DDP Yoga hanging out with us, so we're going to keep going.
Well, it looks like this is going to be our last caller of the night. It's area code 703.
Hey, that's me, I think. Rebecca.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Stacey. I just want to take a couple minutes. This is my first retreat. I'm a beginner. I mean, brand new beginner. I think the hardest work I had done was energy. I went down there by myself. I'm one of the more mature people, being probably a lot older than most of the folks down there. But
yeah,
I had
you.
An awesome. Yeah, I had an awesome time. I mean, I quit smoking 10 months ago. I put on a lot of weight. So Christina Ann kind of pointed me in the direction of DDP Yoga. I'm just getting started on it, and the retreat made all the difference. And I tell you, one of the workouts where DDP came along, and it was kind of one-on-one tutorial. He was helping everybody out. I did some stuff I had no idea I could even do. So,
I remember that, and you were, I mean, granted you weren't at the same level some of the other people were, but you were kicking ass. You really were.
Well, and the nice thing, you know, he stresses to wear that heart monitor and to make sure that you're staying in your fat-burning zone. So, you know, between the weather being hot and humid and, you know, exercising for 2 hours, I got outside of my heart rate a few times, and, you know, you just go into your safety zone, or you just, you know, bring it down a little bit. So anybody that's out there, young or old, brand new to the program, you know, it really fit or really not fit, just make it happen. This is great. I am all in on this program now after going to the retreat.
Sweet. That's what we like to hear.
All right, and I'm so glad you were there, Rebecca, and that you introduced yourself to me, and I hope you'll be back next year.
Oh, I've already told Sally to sign me up. When that list comes out, put me at the top.
Yeah, I think it's coming at the beginning of August.
I think based on the interest
already
generated for next year, we're going to have to do this by lottery.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. I'm so happy to be a part of this community. And if this is a cult, then dress me in orange, send me to the El Dorado. I could do this.
Well, and we'd love to have you. So
yeah, you are a great addition to the team.
All right, thanks, guys. Good night.
Thanks for calling in.
You think maybe we can get one person talking at a time and see how that goes?
I know.
I think from now to the end of the show, we should just all talk. And see where it
goes. Oh, my God. This wonderful show has turned into a train wreck. What the hell?
But it only lasted, and it waited until we passed 10 o'clock. Up until 10 o'clock, we were good.
The warranty expired.
That's the witching hour.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the witching hour. We turned into a pumpkin at 10 o'clock. I just wanted to hit a couple things before we sign off because they're pretty important. She was talking about the heart rate monitor, and I won't hammer it home, but there is some talk, and there always is some talk from new people if they need it. You do. Get it, because your heart rate monitor is going to tell you not only if you're going over your maximum heart rate, which you want to be 80 to 85% of your maximum heart rate for a really good, decent cardio workout. But you don't want to go over it because you could damage your heart. You could damage yourself. You could really injure yourself by not knowing how hard you're going. The other thing it's great for is really honing in on your engagement, because if your heart rate isn't going up, you'll know it by having the heart rate monitor on. It'll really help you figure out where there's some problems in your engagement. So, with that, we got one more thing, and we should have plugged this at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour. You know, this thing that kills me about radio, I always hear people talking about the top and the bottom of the hour. I just know we're on one side or the other. You know, we probably could have put this at the beginning of the show. How's that?
Yes.
And as you can tell from this talk, we're not professionals at all.
No.
So
I don't think anyone jumped to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But that is our charm.
That definitely is our charm. And we want to know about everybody else's charm that's out there. How do you like that segue? And how you can inspire others with TDP yoga. Because there's an awesome $25,000 challenge that Dallas put out. And you can sign up. If you want to find out more about it, go to ddpyogachallenge.com. $25,000 up for grab. It's what, Robert? Three times $5,000, right?
Well, three times $5,000 would be $15,000, but there's like a grand prize winner. I believe there's a grand prize winner at the end for like $10,000. The rules are out there, which I should probably go and read myself.
Yeah, so every 3 months, they're going to pick a winner for $5,000. All those winners are going to go into the $10,000 pool at the end. And that's going to be a year from now. So this is a lifestyle contest. So jump in, get in now. If you don't get in for the first one, you're going to be eligible for the second prize and the third prize too. So from what I gather. So hop in. We want to see your blogs, post them up, and if you want to see some inspiration, you can check Stacy's blog and see how she does it. And where are you at, Stacy?
Just plain old StacyMorris.com.
That's simple. Easy to get to.
Yeah.
There you go.
Easy to remember. Recipes.
Check out my latest recipes, and I'm going to be posting more that are heat wave appropriate.
I like those, man. And any kind of like frozen fruit sorbet kind of things coming in there?
I can do that. Absolutely. You got it, Spark.
Sweet. I would love that. I'm into the frozen blueberries, but I can't get too creative other than putting them in a blender.
I can defrost things. That's really the extent of my cooking ability.
Nice.
Well, don't discount that. That takes some skill. So.
Yeah, you put it in the sink.
Sweet.
Well, I think we had a pretty awesome show. And
yes.
Don't forget, if you're not part of Team DDP Yoga, hit it at teamddpyoga.com. If you are, get in the DDP Yoga Challenge at ddpyogachallenge.com. You guys want to sign off with anything?
No, Dave. Well, you know what? I have to mention my favorite part of the retreat, which was seeing how red Bill and his wife got. I think that was the high point.
And now Bill is totally bronzed. I just want to make that update.
They were so red. It was, oh my God, I feel so bad for those two.
Hopefully, aloe vera and lotion was their friend.
But for anyone who's wondering, just stay tuned. I've had a lot of questions on email about when is next year and the dates. It hasn't been announced yet, but by early August, it will all be set in stone. And it's going to go out in all points bulletin form. So no one's going to be uninformed on it.
Yeah, and you're going to have plenty of time to save up for it, to get your finances in order, whatever you need to do.
And Travel Smiths will help hook you up and plan it when they do get it up. So if you're
they did an amazing job. They really did. They made sure, let me tell you, Sparky, they made sure that there was, they had a great travel company that met you at the airport, took you to the retreat, and took care of you and brought you back. And on my case, the guy walked me to the right counter where I needed to go and made sure that I got signed in correctly on my way back.
See, that's what I love. I've been international. I've traveled internationally enough, like India, whatnot, in Japan, man, bullet train's crazy, but... Anyway, that's the part that freaks me out, when you just get into some place and you get dropped off and you're like, where next? That is the coolest thing to have, sort of that kind of service where somebody's kind of hand-holding you along the way. So
yeah, they were awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a stress-free vacation, so anyone who's on the fence, go for it.
So do it. I think the overall message then is DDP Yoga Retreat, success. If you didn't go, get in next year, and man, you'll be in for life. So I want to thank Robert and Stacy for doing an awesome show and filling the people in about the retreat. You guys had some great info for all the callers. I can't remember everybody's names and everybody who called. We kind of had a nice flurry tonight. So thank you guys for calling, and everybody listening and on the chat and all the regulars, thanks once again. You know, if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Bates.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.